president. They wanted to stop her before she rose to that first statewide post as attorney general. And they spent a lot of money trying to do it, over $1 million back when $1 million meant something. And they almost beat her, but they didn't. And this was 2010, so that was really a red wave election.
All very interesting. And you talk about money. She's proven to be a formidable fundraiser, at least so far in this campaign. She just raised another $20 million, we heard, after her announcement yesterday with Tim Walz being chosen as her running mate. Dan Morain, thank you for providing your insights. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is a huge day for the Kamala Harris campaign. The vice president is expected to name her running mate before she begins a barnstorming tour of battleground states on Tuesday. Harris and her new vice presidential pick are scheduled to be in Phoenix on Friday. Yesterday, the vice president met with three of the top contenders. A source close to discussions tells NBC News there are more meetings scheduled today, with the announcement coming tomorrow. Multiple sources close to the campaign tell NBC News that Harris's running mate will make their debut at a rally in Philadelphia tomorrow, and that the announcement most likely will come in a text that's sent to high-ranking Democrats, which is the same way they did it when the President Biden picked Harris.
Now, some local high-profile Republicans are calling on voters to make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States for a simple reason. She's not Donald Trump.
12 News journalist Troy Lynch went to their event to see why they aren't voting for their own nominee.
One of the biggest reasons I'm voting for Kamala Harris and I would have voted for Joe Biden is that they are not Donald Trump.
Not every Arizona Republican is voting red for the next president.
We are here to send a clear message. Arizonans are rejecting Donald Trump and his failed leadership.
Notable Grand Canyon State Republicans like Mesa Mayor John Giles, former State Rep Robin Shaw, and former Scottsdale Mayor Sam Campana all giving their endorsement to Kamala Harris rather than former President Donald Trump. It's a path that can be fraught. Republicans around the country have come out against the former president, dealing with primary opponent, negative ads, and even death threats. Sam Campana believes speaking out is worth the risk.
Another Trump term with J.D. Vance would be far worse and would lead our country down a path that I don't think we could ever recover from.
Mayor Giles believes that Harris will advocate for middle-class Americans, make sure billionaires pay their share of taxes, and secure the southern border.
I know that she will work with, in good faith with Republicans in Congress to address a congressional legislative fix to our broken border and immigration system.
Shaw says she voted for Trump in the past.
Looking back, I regret that vote.
The three questioning the former president's character and ethics, calling on Republicans to choose country over party and truth over lies.
Those experiences shaped my vision for a better Arizona, one that priorities around environmental stewardship, cultural enrichment, and strong community values.
We reached out to the Arizona GOP, who's expressed their support for Trump, but we did not hear back. For 12 News, I'm Troy Lynch.
Thank you. You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, September 9th, 2022.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the thing you got. Never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
We're all in a gutter, and yes, it's true.
Armoise doing a Christie's Yellow River. Wrapping up that first set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Original version came out back in 1970, which is why I pulled it off of a compilation of only songs. Compilation of songs that came out in 1970, but cover songs of those. It's called We All Shine On. Brand new music. Armoise doing Yellow River. Before that, how about some Red Cross and Play My Song? Also, Lovin' Rockets with Mirror People. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. It comes to you each and every week at this time. What time is that? Well, 9 o'clock on a Friday. That's what time it is. I say this until maybe they're like, dude, you don't get encore shows anymore. So if it's not Friday, February, if it's not Friday, February, anything, we're way off. If it's not Friday, September 9th, then you are listening to an encore show. But for those of you who are like, yo, no, that's today. Well, good news. We're here. We're in the studio. We're rock and rolling for you. Bad news is that meningitis can strike anyone, anywhere, and at any time. That's some pretty bad news. But health officials have recommended vaccination for all adolescents from the ages of 11 to 18. College freshmen living in dorms. Because guess what? You're also at an increased risk of contacting the disease. So if you or your children are in these risk groups, your healthcare provider can tell you more about vaccination. The National Meningitis Association says, don't wait, vaccinate. For more information, their website is nmaus.org. Message brought to you by the National Meningitis Association and your good friends here at WRCT. So much lined up for you on this program. I know, I feel bad. My encore listeners only get half the program. They get the first half. The first 2 hours. Those second 2 hours are a mystery. It's when the mock happens and I do things. Sometimes I do a music and a radio calendar. Not sometimes, I do, but I just felt like I just ran a marathon, which is ironic because I believe today, September 9th, is the anniversary of the Battle of the Marathon or whatever that was that the dude ran, and we've now got that 26.2 miles as a marathon. Because I ran to get to the station. I broke a sweat. So I do have a mock coming up for the Friday night listeners. In 3 hours, you have to wait for that. And I'll tell you what the mock was going to be. I thought about it. Like, it was a last minute. You know what? Today is September 9th. It's 9-9. September has nine letters in it. It's the ninth month. You know, so let's do a nine mock. Let's mock. And then I was talking to a friend of mine whose birthday is today. And she's like, Mockster, you've already done that. You've done that. And I'm like, all right, I forgot. She goes, I'm pretty sure you've done that. So, Michelle, thank you. But I'm still going to play a bunch of songs throughout the night that have nine as a reference to them. Why not? I do this one each and every year for you, Michelle. From Murmur, it's REM 99. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT. Robinson Band wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with 2, 4, 6, 8 Motorway. Before Tom Robinson, how about some Nine Iron? Self-titled album. It might have been their debut. I'm not actually positive. Came out on the Safe House record label back in 1993. The Girl from 911. Also played some Polyphonic Spree with What Would You Do? Start off the entire set. Speaking of nines, because it is 9-9, REM from Murmur gave us 9-9. It's half past your hour here on 88.3 FM. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm just chilling. Hopefully you had a good week. Maybe you had a short week because of the Labor Day holiday. You can never really go wrong with that, can you? Unless, of course, you didn't have a short week because you worked on Monday. For that, I'm sorry. Or that's awesome. Whichever you prefer. Hey, on a weekend, I got to tell you, the weekends here on WRCT are so amazing. So I'll tell you about Jay Thurber's show later. But have you checked out Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy? It's a newer show to the WRCT catalog of shows. And Eric O'Brien, he blends instrumental versions of songs that everybody knows occasionally throws in those vocal pop standards, and then he mixes in odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. It's called Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. So if there's too much noise in your world, you should tune into that Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. I tune in every week. Do the dishes, clean the apartment, wash the dog, you know, whatever. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Probably not the best segue to get into a 11th Dream Day song. Going back to the Zeros and Ones album, believe it or not, came out 16 years ago now. It's Lately, I've Been Thinking. It's Viva Lamont here on WRCT.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio's own Clifford Never Knew, wrapping up that set of music with Brainy from their Cura Chroma EP. Before that, Chicago, Illinois. And I can say that with the S at it when I'm saying, because I'm using it as a possessive. So just so you know, I said Chicago, Illinois Reaction Formation. I'm sorry. It's a pet peeve when people say Illinois with the S and they're just saying Illinois. Reaction Formation. Name of the album was Mark David Chapman. Pulled that out of my personal collection. Teenage Jesus. I know. You're thinking, Monster, before that, you played some Sonic Youth. You didn't play Teenage Riot off of Daydream Nation? No. Teenage Jesus, Teenage Riot. Too cliche. Actually, I played Silver Rocket off of Daydream Nation. And start off the entire set. Started off with some 11 Dream Day because you know what lately? I've been thinking? I've been thinking how wonderful it is that you take some time on a Friday night to hang out with me. Or if it's an encore show, whatever day it is, to hang out with me. Who and me? I am Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a little show called Viva La Mock that comes to each and every Friday evening in its first run here on 88.3 FM. Got 13 minutes before the top of the hour. And did you know that about 17 million people will acquire a dog or a cat within the next year? That's pretty awesome, right? Well, here's the unawesome part of that. 2.7 million pets will actually lose their lives in shelters. Now, however that percentage of pets in homes adopted from shelters and rescue groups has risen by a couple percent in the last few years. And that's an encouraging statistic that shows that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10%. And that's pretty awesome. How can you make a difference? You can adopt. Make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. Because a person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Brought to you by WRCT and the shelterpetproject.org. A very good friend of the Mockster's just recently. Well, I was with him the day his dog passed unexpectedly. Saw him earlier with the dog, and then later on he sent me a message saying that the dog just must have had like a little doggy heart attack. Well, I'm happy to report he actually went to a shelter literally days before a new little puppers was going to be put down, and he has adopted it. See? Happy ending. So let me give you a hint on what the mock's going to be. Here's a great hint. Queen Elizabeth died. That's a hint that you just cannot deny. But you know what else happened on this day in 1543? 1543. Nope, that's not what happened on this day. That's what happened. I knew something happened on this day. Mary Queen of Scots was crowned at 9 months old on this day in 1543. So why not play a song called Mary Queen of Scots from the album Mary Queen of Scots? It's Eugene Kelly and his project, Eugenius, here on Viva La Mock.